Today's reading begins in the book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 1. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship, and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us, that we may not perish. And they said to one another, Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and said to him, What is this that you have done? For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you, that the sea may quiet down for us? For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, then the sea will quiet down for you, for I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore they called out to the Lord, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. This was a short reading for today, but it's a good place for us to stop before we get into a larger section. And it's a good introduction into this book that we're about to undertake. Jonah is a book that many have dismissed as being merely a work of fiction. However, in 2 Kings chapter 14 and verse 25, Jonah is mentioned as living during the time of Jeroboam II. That would be in the 793 to 753 BC time period. In addition to this, Jesus refers to Jonah as a person that did live, that did do these things that are recorded. That's in Matthew chapter 12, verses 39 through 41. But the book of Jonah is very different, and perhaps a combination of the situation with the great fish, as well as the way the book is written, contribute to it being dismissed by some, because instead of really focusing on the prophecy against others, Jonah focuses on the prophet himself. We've already read several prophetic books in which those prophets lived through a very difficult time, enduring very difficult circumstances. But here we read about Jonah, and he's given this task to go prophesy against this city of Nineveh, and he tries to run from that mission that was given to him. He tries to run from the Lord, and it's in vain. Now that verse in 2 Kings 14 verse 25 gives us slightly more information, telling us that Jonah was from a place called Gath Hepher, which is a town in Lower Galilee near Nazareth. In doing a little bit of reading for the book of Jonah, I found that this is the modern village called El Meshed, and that there is a tomb of Jonah that is still displayed there. This was also the tribal territory that was given to Zebulun. Also, with the way that it's written, it looks like when he begins to run from the Lord that he just gets up and walks down to a dock and books a ship. But actually, this city Joppa that he goes to is 30 miles northwest of Jerusalem on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea. So this was quite a journey to undertake in order to book this passage. And this was not a Jewish city. This port was likely controlled at the time by either the Philistines or the Phoenicians. But as I mentioned, his endeavor to run from the Lord, to run from this mission that was given to him, is in vain. They go out and they are encountering this terrible storm that would have swallowed up the ship. These experienced sailors are extremely afraid of the situation. Now, one thought that I want to share with you concerning Jonah. He was given this mission by God. And it's not that God is taking away Jonah's free will to serve the Lord, but it is showing that there were consequences to not doing what the Lord demanded of him, what the Lord commanded him to do. And that's no different than the rest of us. We have the free will to choose whether to serve God or not. But if we choose to shirk the commandments that God gives to us, then we have to accept the consequences that come with that. Jonah, along with those other men, would have lost their lives had he stayed on that ship, kept his mouth quiet, and not said anything, and hoped they could outrow the storm. But yet, even within all of that, even with his rebellion against God, God was patient with him and gave him an opportunity to repent. And that's what we're going to see in our next reading. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.